Hi, we're the librarians. Librarians.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Library Sessions podcast. This is episode 2, and I am Jennifer Laubond. I am a public services librarian at Harper College, which is a community college in the Chicago suburbs, and I am here with a partner.
Hi, I'm Martinique Hallerdoff. I'm back for episode 2, and I'm also here at Harper College as a public services and instruction librarian.
Yeah, well, why don't you fill us in on what your big news has happened since we last talked. Our first conversation was quite a long time ago. It took us a little while to get the logistics of the podcast worked out. But fill us in on...
Sure. So I recently accepted a new position, a full-time faculty position at Dominican University, which is in a different Chicago suburb. And it is also where I went to library school. So they're one of, I think, only two programs in the state that have a library science graduate program. So I'm returning to where I started, and I'm going to be running the library instruction program there. The official title is Instructional Services Librarian. But yeah, it's full-time, tenure-track faculty position, and so I'm super excited. Sad to be leaving Harper, but ready kind of for the next thing.
Yeah, I am not excited about you leaving.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
Like I said, it's been a long time since our first conversation. We had some problems kind of getting the technical aspects of the podcast worked out, but our goal is to try to do this a little bit more regularly. We can't make a promise, but we're gonna do our best to do maybe around a podcast a month. So we hope everybody sticks with us, though, and is patient while we try to figure out this whole podcasting thing and try to make it as professional as we can, but knowing that we are not professional podcasters. So today we had talked about, while you are still an adjunct, maybe talking a little bit more about the experience of being an adjunct and doing instruction, because I think that is something we was new to both of us when we started at Harper. So I don't know, do you want to go ahead and start?
Yeah, I didn't really anticipate how different it would be to be an adjunct librarian and teaching. You know, it's not really very different for reference for me anyways, but in instruction it is, and it mostly comes down to... Okay, so, well, I guess I should say some of this feels like it's about being an adjunct, and some of it feels like it's about being new in an institution. And the stuff that feels like it's a result of being new is just not having that sort of any institutional memory at all, any sort of inherent familiarity with different programs and things like that that you build up after being somewhere for a while. But specifically as an adjunct, I think one of the big challenges, which is also a challenge for adjunct faculty outside the library, is just not being on campus a lot, and it makes making those connections with colleagues really difficult. And I guess this is where it sort of feeds back into the other part about just being new somewhere, is you're not doing the committee work, you know, that and that may not be true everywhere, but you're not really working with your colleagues in other capacities. So each time I have an instruction session, it's often the first time I've worked with that professor. That professor may also be an adjunct at a community college. We have many, many adjuncts in many departments. So that creates sort of a double challenge for the both of us of trying to communicate. Maybe they don't check their university or their college email a lot. Maybe they do, but they're not in the habit of, you know, they're teaching at a few different places, so they're not in the habit of, you know, sitting down with me and talking about their class and how we could make this session really outstanding. And it feels like I'm doing a lot more sort of like cold call one-shot sessions, which is challenging for me.
Yeah, I think those are all good points. And I would say, I mean, because I've never worked at a place before that had so many adjuncts. And so, and certainly not adjunct librarians. And I think it's a challenge because, like, as you said, it takes a while to get to know an institution. And when you're only there a couple days a week and you're only on campus to do a specific thing, mm-hmm. like sit at the reference desk or teach a class, that's it pretty much. And so I think it takes, you can learn, but it takes so much longer, you know, than when you're there every day and you're participating in other campus events and things like that.
Right.
And so, you know, if we participate in other campus events, it's on our own time. And so it doesn't make it, it's not very worthwhile a lot of times. And, you know, that's not to say that I think we don't ever do anything, but it's tricky and it's not always feasible, I think. And so you stretch out that amount of time and it takes you to learn about the institution so much longer. And I think it's a big challenge to even just, I mean, I think even to know what else is happening in the library mm-hmm. or things like that. When you're not on campus every day, stuff comes up or meetings happen and you're not there. So I think it's a challenge, and I think it's similar to the challenge probably that the whole institution has, because when you rely on so many adjuncts, how do you make them feel connected to the institution? You know, so like you brought up this point of it's tough to work with adjuncts. It's also tough to be an adjunct. So it's kind of like double challenges, you know, layered on top of each other. And I think, you know, for instance, just even helping the adjuncts that were adjunct classroom faculty get familiar with what the library does or what resources we have, you know, when you are working with so many adjuncts, you have to keep repeating mm-hmm. kind of that same thing again, you know. And I suspect that's probably a challenge at any institution that uses a lot of adjuncts for teaching or for the library.
Right.
You know, how do you connect everybody? How do you bring everybody up to speed about anything new? How do you make them feel like they're part of the community when they're only here occasionally, you know, for one very specific purpose?
Well, yeah, and I guess I'm curious if that's even a goal everywhere, that your adjuncts be and feel like part of the community. Or if it really, and I'd like to think that's a goal most places, but I do think a lot of times it really is just filling in gaps. And as long as they are good, you know, by whatever measure good is determined, that potentially some departments are happy to have people just sort of like fill in the gaps and do well and kind of go home. I don't know. I'm just sort of making that up. Maybe it's not true. But the other thing I thought of when you were talking is the logistical stuff is different when you're on campus part-time. As an example, I accepted a library instruction session this semester, and it was for, you know, it was for like 3 days, 3 days from when I accepted it, something like that. But I wasn't going to, I didn't have any scheduled time on campus before that instruction session. And I knew I had notes saved on my sort of shared drive, which I inquired, and you couldn't actually access that from off campus. And I live about 20 miles away from campus. So it was a real dilemma for me to figure out, like, do I kind of work on this from home and fly under the radar that's like, you know, a half hour or an hour that I'm going to like sort of vlog somewhere else? Do I try and throw it together in the first 15 minutes before work? Like, what's the best way to approach this? And it's interesting for me to think about as somebody who's put some of those policies in place at my old institution before I was here at Harper. I ran the library instruction program at another university, and in thinking about doing it at Dominican, which neither of those places really had adjuncts, but it does make you think that if you have a policy that you need a 2 days or 3 days in advance of advance notice before you schedule a session, that 2 or 3 days is different for a full-time librarian than it is, you know, for somebody who in those 3 days may not be on campus at all.
Right, right. Well, I think that's a huge challenge. I mean, and especially if you don't, I mean, now we get some planning time, but, you know, I think sometimes you don't even have the opportunity for that. You know, like you said, like you didn't get enough advance notice, or maybe you have something else you're doing before you're teaching the class. You can't come in early that day, or, you know, I think that it is a challenge. And I think that's why those policies are good. And obviously there's reasons to circumvent them sometimes, mm-hmm. and say, you know, there's an exception to the policy, but I think it is important when you rely on a lot of adjuncts that you do need more, you need a little bit more notice, ideally, because people aren't on campus. You know, there are days of the week I'm just not here. And so I'm not going to be able to accept an instruction session on Wednesday and teach it on Friday without finagling my schedule around to be able to come in early to do some planning. I don't know. I think there's a question here, too. I mean, this is like a big, you know, ideological question that affects all of higher education about, like, is that what does that do to the quality of library instruction? You know, what is that to have so many adjuncts who aren't, you know, who don't have a lot of planning time? And I don't think that's not any sort of critique of any institution that uses adjuncts, because I think it's a necessary thing. And frankly, for me, this is good. I work part-time for a reason.
Yeah.
I chose to work part-time. And so I want to keep working part-time for now. And so what does that do to library instruction, and how does it change, and how does your instruction program need to change to reflect the fact that you have a lot of adjuncts doing teaching?
Yeah, they're good questions. I'd like to hear from other people.
Yeah,
you know, like,
listeners, come and get in touch with us. Post on our blog, or, you know, send us an email.
Yeah, we'll eventually have to get a Facebook page up or something so people can post comments, because it's, I mean, one thing I've really appreciated about being at Harper generally is just a greater experience to draw on as far as, I mean, little things like how instruction sessions are scheduled, how reference shifts are scheduled, you know, coordinating with IT, that there are more than one way to do it. And we all sort of know that intellectually, but when you've been at the same place for so long, sometimes it's difficult to think of other ways of doing things. But this is my only experience working as an adjunct or having adjunct librarians in the, you know, in the department. So this is really all I have to draw on. And I'm curious how, you know, if these challenges are universal. I sort of imagine they are, but I can't really say for sure.
Right. Well, and I think another issue that we had sort of talked about a little bit in preparation for this conversation is this idea about what, in terms of the profession, how do people work, and I'm going to say adjuncts because we're adjuncts, but I suppose it really is more like part-time librarians,
mm-hmm.
because there's people working part-time for in all kinds of settings.
Yeah.
And so, like, how does that impact the profession? And how does the profession impact those librarians? Like, how do we get involved as when we're part-time? You know, we don't have we do at Harper have access to some professional development money, but it's still limited. And, you know, it's not like you get when you're, like, a full-time faculty member somewhere. And so it's tough to pay for, you know, going to conferences or other events, and, you know.
Well, right. And the thing I'm curious, too, about, I guess from people who've even been on hiring and search committees, is how does it affect sort of your review of someone who has been working primarily in an adjunct or part-time capacity if it appears that they haven't done a great deal of professional development, when we know that that's sort of an expected benefit of a full-time position, and it becomes this expectation of the career in general. So how do you access that when you don't have the institutional support to do it? And then if you fail to invest your own, you know, like if you can't for whatever reason, invest your own personal resources, is that going to hurt you in the long run, sort of career-wise?
Well, that's, this is a huge pet peeve of mine, of so many librarians. I always hear that saying, well, you know, you usually have to pay for yourself to go to ALE annual or whatever. You just have to invest your own money. And I did it. I did it for years. I paid my own way to conferences. And I think that that's great. And I think there are certain times where I would invest my own money to go to something. But it's not realistic to expect that everybody can do that. People have other commitments in their lives that, you know, that they need to pay for. And so I think that that's something that our profession does a lot of that. Like, well, you just pay for it yourself and get a roommate and stay with them at the conference.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, that, like, that's going to solve it. But, you know, for instance, for anybody working part-time, not only do you have to pay your own way, but you lose the income from working. If you have to take a day off, you don't get most part-time positions. I mean, there are some that are different, but a lot of part-time positions, you don't get days off. We don't really get days off. So it's, if we take a day off, we are probably going to lose that income from working as well as paying to go to the conference. And I think that it's something, I don't know. I don't know how many part-time workers there are in libraries out there. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, but it's something that I've never seen really addressed much. Now, one thing is that I just realized this year when I renewed my ALA membership is that they do have a part-time or like kind of underemployed category. And in fact, I just registered for ALA annual and I got the like discounted rate for that, which is a huge help. So I'm glad to see that that is finally being acknowledged a little bit, but I don't think as a whole, I rarely ever see mention of adjunct librarians, especially in academic settings. Now, again, I do think it's because a lot of places don't have adjunct librarians, but community colleges especially do. But I don't see it come up very often, which is part of the reason I suggested this as a topic to talk about, because I just don't think it's one that is really on the radar of a lot of full-time academic librarians.
Yeah, and I was going to point out the same thing that I know that they do offer that discounted rate. But you said they also, that's for membership. Was that also for the conference?
Yes,
fee?
Both. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That is good to know, because I was going to say that should be a fairly standard practice at conferences.
Yeah.
And I do think, I guess one of the solutions is to have more local and virtual opportunities. And I know those are already out there. And I've never gotten really involved in ACRL committees, anything like that. I hope to in going forward, especially now that my new position is tenure track and there's more of that expectation and allowance that you have that sort of investment. So I can't really speak to if it's very possible to do that kind of work without attending, you know, annual and ACRL. So again, I guess just sort of like raising questions as far as how other people manage to do this, but the local conferences seem like one solution. Again, you still have to deal with, are they scheduled for a day where I typically get like, you know, 8 hours of pay that I don't want to lose? Or are they scheduled for another day, when I normally don't pay for childcare cause I'm home, in which case I need to get childcare that day. There are some of those issues, but at least you don't have to worry about airfare and hotels and things like that.
Yeah, no, I think local options are great. And I think there's virtual options like every day of the week, you know, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, and actually I try to attend some of those because I think sometimes, I mean, they're varying quality. Or even low cost ones. I have attended a few that I've paid, you know, $40 for like a hour and a half webinar kind of thing. And so I think I'm glad that the profession is offering those for people who, for whatever reason, can't attend something in person or something more expensive. And I think, you know, definitely listeners, if you are listening here and you are an adjunct or have adjuncts at your library, we'd love to hear from you because I think I'm really curious about how that experience works in other places. Because I've worked in places that had part-time librarians, academic libraries that had part-time librarians, but often they were like graduate assistants or, you know, some other kind of category. They weren't often considered faculty. And I think that's one of the neat things that, at least around here, I don't know again about other states, but I know in Illinois, a lot of the community colleges do have librarians that are called adjunct faculty. So, which is nice. It's good to get that sort of extra designation and a little bit of extra protection if you have some sort of union where you don't get that a lot of times when you're just like considered staff. But
yeah, it has. See, I'm thinking back to my old institution, which the first few years we had a few part-time librarians, and they were full librarians. They were not they weren't graduate students, but their role really was thought of as kind of a support role. Looking back, and now as somebody who is an adjunct, I'm wondering, you know, sort of if we pulled our colleagues, if they think of us more as a support role, which is fine. I think that's an important piece that we do, is sometimes like cover the desk so they can be at those meetings, and you need people to do that, and you want people who are qualified to do it. And so I think that's, but it is kind of a dilemma, sort of like, are we support people, or are we a true sort of intellectual part of the community and the agenda, and I'm sure there's a lot of variety there.
Yeah. Well, and I think, I mean, even within the adjuncts here, there's people are adjuncts for different reasons, you know, so some people are adjuncts because they are newer librarian and they are trying to get a full-time job. And so they take this as a way to get more experience. Some people are, you know, content to work. They have a full-time job. And so they just want to work one shift a week or, you know, whatever. And so I think there's people, adjuncts are, they come for different reasons. They become adjuncts. And so for me, you know, I want to eventually have a full-time position again, but for right now I choose to work part-time, you know, because of personal reasons. But I think that, so for me, professional development, staying engaged in the campus, doing something that I kind of consider meaningful academic work is important to me, you know, whereas to another adjunct that they may be trying to get away from that intentionally. They don't want to participate in
any other
campus events.
That's true. It's funny because I have only been doing this. This is my fourth semester as an adjunct here. And I was really concerned about interviewing for full-time positions because I haven't really figured out how to stay super involved. And I've tried to do little things where, I mean, working on this podcast even, or applying to a local conference here and there. But I sort of had this anxiety about, I want to be interviewing while my full-time experience still feels relevant. And that is because I hadn't figured out how to make my CV for the last four semesters feel kind of as relevant and full of forward momentum as kind of my full-time position had. But I also think, I mean, you've been doing this a lot longer, and it sounds like you've had more time to figure it out. And you're a lot more involved than I am. So I don't think that's necessarily the nature of the position, but it's just interesting to think about the way different people deal with it.
Yeah, well, when I first started here, I was pregnant, and so I was I just wanted to show up and work at the desk and teach the classes I was assigned that first year. You know, I had too much going on in my other, and I also had another job at the time, and so, you know, for me, that was the perfect opportunity to just step back from things like committees and, you know, campus politics and all that stuff. I didn't want to participate in that stuff. So, but after that year, after that first year, yeah, I have found ways to, I think, because that's, again, that's my goal, is while I'm working at this position to learn as much as I can, to take the time that I have to do other things. So I'm actually working on my master's degree in training and development, which is basically instructional design and adult learning. So I've taken the time to do that. I've taken the time to participate in other kinds of like ACRL committees and things like that. Go to like to attend webinars as much as possible and all these other, you know, local conferences. So that was kind of my plan.
Yeah.
Is to take these, however long I'm an adjunct for, you know, not planning to leave at the moment, but, you know, someday I would like to get a full-time job again. And I'm hoping to be able to say, look at all these skills that I have developed,
right?
You know, that I used that extra time that I had available to develop other things and grow as a professional. And that's the thing I love about working as an adjunct, is that I can say I'm still a librarian. I'm still doing important work. You know, I'm still contributing to my institution and to student success and things like that. But I don't have some of those responsibilities that you have when you're a full-time librarian.
Yeah, that first year was so nice. I felt the same way my first year. I had been in the profession for 10 years full-time and had been promoted, had also, I think my son was one at the time. And that first year just felt magical. I was like, I just go to work and then I do what they tell me to do and then I come home and there is zero stress and it was just really lovely. But yeah, after that I sort of got the itch to be a little bit more involved.
Yeah. Well, and I think, I mean, I'm really glad that positions like this exist so that people can, can just do what they need to do for the job that, you know, or use it as a stepping stone to something else. And, it's nice that we have that. And I probably has something to do with the institution. I think Harper is great about, at least the librarians are great about supporting us in whatever we, you know, things that we're interested in or things mm-hmm. that we are passionate about and, you know, and stuff like that. And so I think that they allow us at least a little flexibility to, you know, work on things that are meaningful to us or our professional goals. And that's great. I mean, I think, you know, I'm sure some institutions are different and are a lot more rigid with what they want their adjuncts to do. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's a great opportunity when you can get it. But I do wonder how it impacts, you know, the profession as a whole and how it impacts the library service on a campus when you rely really heavily on adjuncts. I mean, we have more adjuncts than we have full-time mm-hmm. librarians here at Harper. So what does that do? And, you know, and again, that's really a question. It's the same question that you ask about any discipline, you know, is when a campus relies really heavily on adjuncts, how does that impact the teaching and the learning? But that's a big question.
Yeah. So I was just thinking that, you know, this is only our second episode and we hope to be a little bit more regular. And I also thought maybe we could talk a little bit about the ideas we have for upcoming episodes. But one thing I wanted to say, if anyone has found us, you know, quite a bit later than when this came out, to still comment on the blog or let us know sort of if you've got any new things to add to the conversation about being an adjunct academic librarian.
And our site is thelibrarysessions.wordpress.com. So visit and comment and tell us what you think. We're really interested in hearing from listeners. We'd love to, if anybody wants to be a guest on our podcast, we'd love to have you. If you have something you think we should talk about in library instruction, we know there's not a lot of podcasts out there really for librarians. There's a few, but it's not a huge number. And we aren't aware of any other specific about library instruction, although if you know of any, let us know. But so, you know, we're hoping to make this useful to all kinds of instruction and academic librarians out there or even public librarians or school librarians doing instruction, anybody who teaches in the library.
Yeah, and I know that's one of the episodes I'm interested in putting together going forward. Both of us have a current and a former colleague who've made the switch, one from school librarian to academic and one in the other direction from academic to school librarian. So I'm interested in seeing if we can get them to sit in and tell us a little bit about what they've learned from one or what they feel like one sort of has to offer the other that we may not know as people who are sort of siloed in academia right now.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of crossover and a lot to learn from school librarians. I think that, you know, they have a really unique perspective. And I think that would be valuable to know more about that. And definitely we'd love to talk to all kinds of librarians. Mm-hmm. I would love if we could talk to a public librarian who does teaching.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know any, but so listeners, if you are one or know someone, get in touch. But, I'd really love to talk to people about projects that they are doing. So if anybody's doing a really cool instruction project, we'd love to talk to you on the podcast, I think, and hear more about what people are doing out there.
Yeah. And I'm interested, like I'm sure many of us are, about fake news and how to deal with the idea of fake news in our students. So I'm sure we'll have an episode on that coming
up. At least one. Yeah.
At minimum one, likely more, especially as we accumulate more listeners and people have ideas to share with us.
Yeah. So, well, and I'm also really interested in, you know, having conversations about, you know, anything going on in the profession. I think that that's, you know, why we like talking. I like talking to you because we have, you always have a lot of really interesting ideas, which is why I came up with this podcast idea.
But, yeah, and I'm glad you did.
So, all right. Well, I think that's about it for today. And we hope that all of you return and listen into our future podcasts. And again, visit our site at thelibrarysessions.wordpress.com. Comment, tell us what you thought of the episode, tell us what you'd like to see in the future, or if you have any great ideas, we'd love to hear them.
And is that the main way for people to find the podcast? Is it also findable through iTunes?
Yeah, well, I am still working. That was one of the technical challenges that I am working on, getting it in a variety of podcatchers. So if you have a podcatcher that you really enjoy and you use all the time, please let me know what you're using so I can make sure we are listed in as many places as possible. But we're definitely on iTunes so far, and then you can get us from our website.
Great. Thanks for doing all the tech work.
That's why it's very... very mediocre.
So, that's a fine place to start.
Yeah, it was more challenging than we thought. So hopefully everybody is patient with us while we learn more about these processes that we have to do. So, all right. Well, thanks, Martinique.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Bye, everybody. The Library Sessions is produced by Martinique Hallerduff and Jennifer Laubond, and it's released under a Creative Commons license with some rights reserved. The music in this episode is from The Library Ants. You can check them out at the Free Music Archive or see the link on our website at thelibrarysessions.wordpress.com.